the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different than you or me. He worked in a satellite loading bay, just polishing switches to pay his way. He did his job well with a cheerful face, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. In a not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his boss didn't like him, so they shot him into space. Shot him into space.
Poopy. Hello, my friends. This is Cherokee Jack, and you're listening to Mystery Science Radio. I'm here in the studio with Radio's Frank.
That's right. Here I am, as per usual. Well, usual as the past few times I've been here.
There's nothing usual about you, Frank.
Well, we're not going to get into that at this point. Not right now. Maybe another day.
Well, I do hope people have their shortwave sets on and are all tuned up and ready for another edition of Torgo's Favorite Hits. Yes, it's Torgo's Favorite Hits, Volume 2. Yes, you're tuned into Mystery Science Radio, Torgo's Favorite Hits.
Oh, here we go with Torgo again. Why do we have to give him another greatest hits?
Because he loves music, Frank.
Well, I don't really love him. Not right now, anyway. Well,
why? What's going on?
He stole my experimental cloning machine.
He stole your cloning machine?
Well, I have reason to suspect.
I had no idea that you even owned a cloning machine, Frank.
Well, like I said, it was experimental. I wasn't going to go out with, you know, go out in the open saying, hey, I have a cloning machine, until I actually have it tweaked, peaked, and primed.
You scare me, Frank.
Like I said earlier, there are lots of things about me that have yet to be revealed.
At any rate, we have a special guest here in the studio with us at Mystery Science Radio, Liberace and the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
Hit it.
And one of the things that I think one ought to say again and again, because everybody who hears this feels this, they go round the back looking for organs or anything else, and all that noise comes out of all
these. They always think they have a hidden tape recorder or something, but it all comes out of these garbage cans. It's funny, I use the word advisedly. We play a lot of summer theaters, you know, and the only place the boys can store their drums is outside of the tent or so, you know. And when they come to work at night, they're full of popcorn boxes and cigarette butts and everything. The only thing I was curious about is where they got the idea for their costumes.
It's clear you have a great influence
on
people.
You can see. You got it from Liberace.
Well, I was thinking, you know, as long as you've gone that far with the costumes and all, do you know, perchance, any of the piano numbers that I do?
Sure, many of them.
Could I play one with you?
Anyone?
All right. How about Alley Cat?
Fine.
All right? Okay.
Thank you. I'm feeling all right. Not feeling too good myself.
But I thought you said that you were feeling all right there, Torgo.
I'm feeling all right. But I'm not feeling too good myself.
I'm feeling all right, but I'm not feeling too good myself.
What are you saying?
Who are you?
I'm Torgo. I take care of the place while the master is away.
Holy!
Oh my God!
Oh, frick! Okay, frack that! I am out of here. This is getting way too weird.
It's a double Torgo meta crisis.
You're telling me?
I am out of here.
Well, nice to meet you, Torgo.
It's nice to meet me, too.
Nice to meet me. Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling okay. Not too well, though.
Well, I'm not feeling too good myself.
What I was doing was I was tinkering with Radio Frank's little doohickey that he had in his room.
Spirit duplicator.
That's what they were calling it?
It's a spirit duplicator cloning double meta crisis Torgo machine.
Oh no, we are on our owns.
Yes, we are on our owns. At any rate, you are listening to
Mystery Science Radio.
And you can email reception reports to
Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com.
I am sitting on the sofa. There's a TV in the corner. I am watching Major Nelson. He is played by Larry Hagman.
Genie!
And he found a little bottle and out popped Barbara Eden. But she couldn't show her belly button. All she did was blink.
Good evening, Major Nelson.
Tony Nelson works at NASA with suspicious Dr. Bellows. And there's also Roger Healy, who would become Howard Borden.
Genie!
And Genie always means well, but they get in wacky trouble. She folds her arms and blinks her eyes. It's kind of like Bewitched.
Genie!
Yes, Master.
Oh, the reruns will continue on the TV as I'm watching the pink smoke of her bottle. I am dreaming of Genie.
Genie!
Da 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 da.
ordinary house. A great house, too. 483 rooms, each one with its own marble wash basin and douche, bidet as it may. But inside, and the positions are reversed. A human failing, some say a disease, but a disease that Sir Francis Dashwood knew, and knew well. Upstairs, inside, and a revelation. It's a discotheque. There are paintings, real, and look here, a rare 17th century masterpiece. And if I can scrape a little of it off, beneath I can find hidden a 14th century underpiece, made entirely of tiny pieces of eggshell. This lurid work has caused controversy in the world of embroidery and anthropology. It has enthralled distinguished professors, and in layman's language, it's blinking well baffling. To be more obtusely, buggered if I know. Yes, buggered if I know. And that's all we've been so far from experts in 14th century painting, Renaissance greengrocers, and recently revived members of the public. Buggered if I know. Vivian Stansel, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Oxfordshire, 1973. Good night.
Listening to Mystery Science Radio
Shortwave.
Yeah, and you can write for a what?
A QSL.
A QSL at Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com
and send us your reception reports.
Make them good ones.
So the master would approve.
Even Radio's Frank would approve.
I thought he took off.
And how?